you gather here today.
May you find peace amongst the busyness of life.
May you connect with a God who loves you.
Regardless of how unlovable you may feel.
May you be inspired and encouraged.
By a message of hope and truth.
And may you experience the depths of his great love.
No matter what your past may look like.
In the midst of life's disappointments and heartaches.
May you be reminded to turn to him.
For the stability and the comfort you need.
May you know that he holds all of our hopes and expectations.
But knows what is best for each one of us.
May you be reminded that when you feel like you can't go on,
that he is always with you.
And will never leave you.
So today,
may you take comfort in knowing that God is for you.
Not against you.
That even when you feel alone,
that he is carrying you through deep waters.
May you rest in the light of his truth,
which is with you no matter where you go.
And may you know that he's the same yesterday,
today,
and forever.
Amen.
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 I hope and pray all is well with you all. And I'm glad you're here for God and for yourself, that Jesus is in your life and you have enough worship in your heart to get up and hear the word this morning. There's so many of us that are going in different directions, doing all sorts of things. You know, they consider it more important than God. But you found your way to somebody's ministry. That's good, and I'm proud of you. And pray for those who had it not. Now, I want to take this moment to tell you that you are welcome, welcome, welcome in this space that we call worship. Amen. This is important. Are there any praise reports this morning? Anybody have any praise reports? I got one. Well, let me tell you, Friday I was at the doctor. My wrist has been inflamed and giving me pain every day for about a month and a half. So I went to the doctor Friday, and he gave me a shot and a cast for my hand. And I want to tell you that the Lord healed me. I don't have to go back to him. Really, I don't, because I don't feel anything. I got down and prayed about it and prayed that Satan would release my hand, move it away from me, that pain. And, you know, I heard it from the Lord saying, your arm is healed. So yes, I was having a brace this whole weekend, but no more. God has healed me. And I want you all to know that he's still in the blessing business. He's still in the healing business. Do not give up on him. Do not ask him. Just because we got doctors and hospitals, the first thing they're gonna ask you is what's wrong. But when you go to the Father in Jesus' name, he already knows, but you tell him anyway and ask him, okay? Based on your relationship with him. Some things he heals right away, sometimes he doesn't heal it right away, but whatever it be, you go to him. Do not go to him. Amen. Now today, I want to ask, are there any other praise reports before I move forward? Amen. So we're going to move right into our lesson today. Are there any announcements that we need to make? Anything special coming up? Okay, well then we will move forward. Our lesson today is going to be the cleanup of what I've been teaching you in Revelations 13 and 14. And when I say cleanup, I can only give you so much information at one time. And there are many, many things that are happening in these chapters. So that's why I do a review or a cleanup and go back and show you some other things that are happening around you that the scriptures are talking about. And this is most important, because if the man of God does not point it out to you, a lot of times you don't see it. There are times that you do, but there are a lot of times you don't, because you read them and you take the Bible literal. There's nothing wrong with that. I did too. As long as you guard your heart and put his systems in place, you'll be okay. But what I'm here to do is to break it down in small little pieces and small little increments that you will begin to see what God is showing me and what God is showing me to show you. This is important. Now, Bible scholars, I want you to get ready today. Have your eyes and your ears on. We're going back and go over a few of these things. This is not going to be a very emotional and highfalutin sermon. This is going to be nuts and bolts. This is going to put a lot of things together for you. That's what this is about. So every head bowed and every eye closed. Dear Father, we want to thank you for this life that you have given us. Father, we take that life and we submit it to you, that we may hear your voice and that we do not follow the voice of the stranger. We read and we love your word, Father. And we love Jesus, that he is our Lord, our Savior, and the King of heaven and the earth. We also pray and thank you for the Holy Spirit of promise, that he gives us your wisdom and your revealed knowledge, and he's with us all the time. So thank you for the Holy Spirit. It is my prayer and greatest hope that you will unveil the things that you need to unveil to them, and that they will grow thereby and raise up themselves in the kingdom of God. Thank you for all things in heaven and in earth. Father, use me for your benefit and for your glory, and Holy Spirit, go through the aisles and touch hearts. Open their spiritual eyes that they may see. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen and amen. Now, today's lesson is going to be a cleanup of 13 and 14. A reference scripture today is found in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. And this is what it says: for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This isn't fought with tanks and missiles. We're talking about the battle that we have every day. It is a war for souls, a cosmic chessboard. And when I say cosmic, I mean universal. A universal chessboard with invisible rulers of darkness maneuvering in the background. What you see in the world, politics, technology, finance, and culture is only on the surface. Okay? Behind every law passed, every system developed, every ideology that is spread, there is a spirit either from God or from the enemy. So buyer beware. Amen. We talked about Ephesians 6 and 12, and that it discusses the nature of spiritual warfare, emphasizing the struggle is not against human adversaries, but spiritual forces in high places working against the Spirit of God, trying to win your soul over. So you got to be ready. Our theme is spiritual warfare. This verse underscores the belief in a spiritual battle that transcends physical and confrontations. Amen. Now, awareness of evil, it calls for attention to the existence of malevolent, that means spiteful and malicious intent of the evil spirits. Okay? That's what that means. Now, the enemy's weapons are subtle distractions that dull our discernment. Okay, that's the kind of subtle weapons that the enemy uses upon you. He gives you comforts that weaken our response and our courage. He gives you convenience that corrupts our conviction, okay? So he's always trying to change the scenario, always trying to do something different or to deter you to where you cannot be all that you're supposed to be. Amen. Okay. We're going to work what we got. Now, you can't fight what you can't see. Amen. Anybody can fight something in the shadows? No. Anybody have a shadow box? Yes, I did, but you can see your own shadows. But you cannot see the spirit. God did not let you or allow you to go off into that dimension. Amen. Now, this is not paranoia talking about things that are happening. It is for your preparation. That's what I'm looking for you to get out of this, so that you can prepare yourself. No, the dragon gave the enemy or the beast his power. That means Satan is behind this. Okay? Keep your eyes open. Not man, not politics, not economics, but a spiritual force cloaked in our system. Amen. Now, Revelations, let's go back to chapter 13, where we can break a few more things down to you, because some people seem to think that there's no need for this type of sermon, because they don't think, they say, well, I'll be good and dead by the time Revelations start to happen. And so I want to open up a few people's eyes today and let you know that, you know, things are already moving along. You're just not seeing them. Revelations 13 and 1 says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns were 10 crowns, and upon his head, the name was written blasphemy." On all seven of his heads, that's what was written, blasphemy. Amen. Now, Satan's power comes from earthly kingdoms. Amen. Now, the beasts will be led by those who hold supreme power, using a global leadership structure to maintain control. Now, the head of the beast, we've talked about the beast, how it looks like, you know, how it will operate. We talked about that in the sermon of Revelations in chapter 13. We talked about the different attributes of the system of the beast. Now, this is what I need you all to know. We talked about the body. Now, let's talk about the head, because the head will be a man. The Antichrist will be a man. Don't you not only have the Antichrist system, but you have the head on the body. Now, the Antichrist in Revelations 13 and 1, it says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea." Okay. Now, what it's talking about is the sea of people. That's what it's talking about. It's not talking about the literal water. The sea of people, that's where it came from. If you go to Daniel 7, verse 23, if you go there, it'll break it down a little bit more. This is what it says. The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it into pieces. So now that's talking about the beast. That's talking about the Antichrist, okay? Let me make that clear and plain to you, because today we're going to talk about them as being one. But let's talk about the architecture of this beast. In other words, the body. Okay? The architecture of the leopard, the bear, and the lion. Now, each part of this beast speaks prophetically. The leopard, speed and deception. Okay? The bear, brute force. The lion, dominion. And political and religious elites positioned as saviors, global summits, peace accords, and moral leadership masking the desire to rule over you. Now, the digital age, rapid globalization, surveillance, predictive algorithms, tools of swiftness and stealth, deception, has never been more sophisticated. Amen. So now let's talk about that. The head is not yet there or has not been announced to the world, but the beast system is being erected as we speak. Well, what do you mean, Elder? Says the battle is not fought with tanks, missiles. It is a war for your soul. A cosmic chessboard with invisible rulers maneuvering in the background. What you see in world politics, technology, finance, culture is only the surface. All right, we talked about that a minute ago. Now let's talk about money right now. Slowly but surely, the dollar is disappearing. And we're talking about this beast system that's coming up right now under your nose. The dollar's disappearing right before your eyes. And digital dollars are growing every day. What do you mean? This is what I mean. You don't need to carry around money in your pocket everywhere you go. Now you got Cash App, you got Zelle, you got credit cards, you got debit cards, and you got many other systems that are considered digital dollars. They are now asking you, when you send a Zelle or a Cash App, you know, they know who you send it to, but now they want you to put on there, why? What reason are you sending this? Okay, is it going to be for yard work? Is it going to be for groceries? Or if it's going to be for, you know, your hair, you know, you have to put it on there now. That's called tracking. RFID chips are put on most things you buy today. And when you pay for these items with your debit or credit card, that's considered tracking. When you purchase other items like food, pay for bills, going out to the club or movies, you pay with a debit card or credit card. Tracking. Your cell phone. Most of us have AI software included with the phones. Sometimes we find this on, or it comes on without your knowledge, and it's listening for you to ask a question, or it's listening to your conversation. Always listening or waiting for your question. This is another form of tracking and surveillance. Listening to your conversations, not only the number you call, how long you talk, but what is being said. Now, conversations in the car and at home could be recorded 24/7 because most of us Never turn our phone off. The smart TV could be watching you as you watch it. I don't know the things that I look at or look for on the internet. Also, you know, when you look for something, you put what that item is, and then when you leave that, the next thing you know, there's an advertisement coming up about what you looked at or what you went to seek out. Tracking. Don't walk around asleep. Don't walk around with your eyes closed. Don't think that all of these things are just there or we're advancing. Yes, we are advancing as a society, but keep your eyes open because this is the same system that the beast will weaponize, and he will use it because you won't be able to buy and sell without having the mark, and they got it where it's going to be digital dollars and everything else. And they are going to be tracking you with everything you do when the beast system is fully in place. Let me give you something else. Now, Elon Musk said a third person has received an implant from his brain computer interface. The company is called Neuralink, one of many groups working to connect the nervous system to machines. Now, let me further explain. Neuralink is one of the many groups working on linking brains or your brain to their computer. These efforts aimed at helping to treat brain disorders, overcoming brain injuries, and other applications. That's what they're used for now. Now, Sam Altman planned to bring chip startup to rival Elon Musk's Neuralink company. This may not be the mark of the beast at this moment, but things are just getting started. Most good things start off with good intention, and I'll let you finish the rest of that sentence. Now, the rise of the man, the Antichrist. We are seeing the system built now, but soon the head, the Antichrist, will rise up. He will not begin as a dictator, but as a man of peace, a master communicator, admired, eloquent, and politically brilliant. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 8. That's one place you can find it. And chapter 8 and verse 23. They describe him as a horn with eyes, means he has perception and intelligence, a mouth speaking great things, powerful, persuasive speech, understanding dark synthesis, mystical or occult knowledge. He shall wear out the saints. If you want to find this, you can go to Daniel 7 and 25. He will drain you spiritually, mentally, socially, through legislation, persecution, and cultural pressure. Now, the world will be in awe of the Antichrist. He will be an object of worship. You can find that in Revelations 14, 9 through 11. Revelation 15, verse 2. Revelation 16, verse 2. Write this stuff down where you can go and study these scriptures. He will be supernaturally gifted as an orator. Means he speaks well. You can find that in Daniel 7 and 8, and verse 8, chapter 8 and verse 23. I'm giving you this where you can go and study and come up to speed on this, because this, some of these things have not happened, and they're about to happen. So you need to study this. Now, a world set up for worship by force. Pay attention. Economic control or economic control. The mark of the beast. Now, this is not just a barcode or a chip. This is Allegiance. What do you mean? In other words, when you take that mark on your hand or on your forehead, it's saying that you have sworn allegiance to the beast and the beast system. In other words, the Antichrist. Now, Revelation 13, 16 through 17 says, no one may buy or sell unless he has the mark. And if they have tracking everywhere, you're on the digital dollar, listen, you will not be able to transpose or transfer business without that mark. That's the way they're going to try and get it. Now, this means access to food, health, travel, education, and freedom will be gated behind obedience to this system. I hope you're understanding this. Today, we're already seeing the infrastructure coming in place. Biometric IDs, facial recognition databases, digital wallets, programmable currencies. Like in China, they have social credit scoring. In Sweden, they have voluntary implants. So this stuff is already coming into fruition. Now, Neuralink and brain machines interface ambitions. Okay, they're trying to do this for a good reason, but that don't mean that it could be changed. It's another weapon. And right now it's a cure, but they could take it and weaponize it. Now, so this message is a warning to us. This beastly system will demand total submission. If you do not comply, they will try to crush you. Now, it's a system built on satanic power, masquerading as global order. And those who follow it will ultimately worship the beast rather than worshiping God. Now, the connection to the Antichrist, who is described as a charismatic and powerful figure, only adds to the ominous nature of this system. His ability to deceive, manipulate, and gain followers through his speeches and promises of peace and prosperity is a warning to us to stay vigilant and on guard. Don't stop discerning. That's what it means. Keep your spiritual eyes on. And then it talks about a second beast. Religious deception is the title of this part. It says, and I saw another beast rising out of the earth. Revelations 13 and 11. The beast will look like a lamb, but will speak like a dragon. It will mimic Christ, but preach like Satan. This is false religion, a global faith that preaches unity without truth, love without holiness, and peace without Christ. Wow, what a combination. Now, it will call fire from heaven, which is a counterfeit miracle. It will set up an image because they want global worship of the Antichrist, and they want you to focus. And force to all worship. That means you're going to be forced to worship the beast. It'll be like spiritual slavery. It's the anti-Holy Spirit. Now, what I mean by the anti-Holy Spirit? You see, the Holy Spirit, the real Holy Spirit, points you back to Jesus, okay? But this anti-Holy Spirit will be pointing you back to the first beast, okay? And they try to have a trinity, Satan, the first beast, and the second beast, just like God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. They're trying to have a trinity. Now, there will be eternal consequences, so you will have to make choices. Revelations 14, 9 through 11 says, it's not figurative. It is terrifying. If anyone worships the beast, he shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God and be tormented with fire and brimstone. There is no neutral ground found here. All that, oh, I'm just doing me. I'm not going to do God. I'm not going to do the devil. Well, that means you're doing both of them. You're going back and forth, whatever is right for you at that moment. Either you are sealed by God or marked by the beast. Some will take the mark, not because they hate God or they're worshiping the enemy, but because they love comfort, they love security, and they love the convenience more than they love Christ. Now, the faithful remnant, those who overcome, pay attention, believer, this is important. The Bible says, and this is a blueprint for those that overcome. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. In other words, they believe in God and Christ and the Holy Spirit so much they'll die for it. Or they'll die to the things of the world while they're in the world. Okay? So they won't be moved or drug into something or tempted, okay, into something. This is why they die. This is what the Bible talks about, dying in the flesh. So that anything he offers you, you don't want it. You don't need it. You only want what Christ has for you. Amen. Now, the blood gives us victory. The word keeps us bold. The sacrifice seals our witness. And the sacrifice is when you die to the things of the world, that's your sacrifice. When you do the things that God is asking you to do for others, love your brother, love your sister, okay? Those are things that you do that save your life. Like Job, we must refuse to curse God. Even when we lose everything, like the three Hebrew boys, we must be ready to say, even if our God does not deliver us, we will not bow. Amen. Let me drink something. I'm getting a little hoarse. Now, this is what I want to say in closing. The beast system is rising. The Lamb is already enthroned, which we read about and talked about in chapter 11 of Revelations. The choice is yours. Will you follow the system that promises everything but leads to destruction? Or will you follow the Savior who promises suffering now but eternal life later? You'll suffer because you will have to turn down and turn away from many things. And some people in the world see that as suffering, but a true believer seeing that sees that as being their part. Amen? That's their part. And you got to play a part in everything that you do, everything that's important. You have a part in it. You have a part that you have to play. There are things you have to do. Even if you have to use your hard-earned money to pay for it. Okay, that's your part. Now, the time to be watchful, be wise, be willing to suffer. This is not a time for passive Christianity. Let the church arise. Don't play church right now. Let the bride make herself ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Clean up your life. Get yourself ready for him so that when he comes back, you are there. Don't wait till the last minute because right now he can be found. For example, if you're out there fishing in your boat, and there's somebody else out there fishing, and your boat begins to take on water. So you raise up and you get the other person's attention, and he comes over and he takes all of your things in his boat, and he gets you in his boat, and he takes you to the land, and you were saved. But at some point, when you are called to court and he's sitting on the bench judging, it's too late for you to come in then. It's too late for you to run in and try to be saved. And then if you take the mark of the beast on your hand or on your forehead, he will not take you back. That's in chapter 14, okay? So I want you to read these things that I'm telling you. I've given you plenty of scriptures. Read them and study them. And you can come back and listen to this lesson because we dropped a lot of information on you. But a lot of people are saying, oh, well, there's no need for you doing all this because when revelations come, I'll be good and dead. Not true. System is being erected now. The stuff you read in Revelation happened, much of it happened back when Jesus was being born. You remember in Revelation 12, they were trying to stop him in heaven so it would not happen on the earth? Well, how long ago was that? How many hundreds of years was that when Jesus was born? Well, think about that and think about now. Yes, it's about time. And things are advancing. You can see peace being taken off the earth because people are killing. Every 5 minutes you hear about somebody dying. Wake up in the morning, somebody you knew is not there anymore. So there are so many things that are happening right now. Be aware. Don't walk around blindly. Don't walk around thinking, oh, well, I'm going to go get me some chicken and sit down and take me a nap. Okay, that's good. But don't forget about where you are and what's going on around you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour. That's my sermon, and I'm sticking with it. That's it. All right. Hope you enjoyed the lesson. It wasn't very long, but I hope you got what you wanted out of this or what God was trying to say or impart to you. Be blessed. Have a great day. We're going to see you on Wednesday at Bible study. God bless you and God keep you. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson today. We thank you that every spiritual and natural need is met. We pray that you touch them, Father, and open their spiritual eyes and let them perfect their witness, Father. Let them get closer to God. Read that Bible. Let them get on there and spiritually tear their sackcloth and ash clothes, Father, like they did in the Old Testament. But now we have to do it in the Spirit. Go before God and say, Lord, I tear this sackcloth and put ash on it and ask you to deliver me from the things that I'm having challenges with. And Father, see me through on this. Cover me in the blood. Open my spiritual eyes. Walk with me, Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Father, for all things in heaven and in the earth. And just be aware that the system of the Antichrist is being erected right now. But they have not revealed who the head is, who will lead it, who this first beast will be. So keep your eyes on. Be blessed. Have a great day. We love you and your families and cover you all in the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray today. Amen.
Amen.
And holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come, we give glory, honor, and thanks to him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb of God forever. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, we worship you. Amen. Amen to the Father. Amen to the Son. Amen to the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Have a great week.
Amen.
Amen.
We will talk to you all later this week. Amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. My son.